respectful hello, beneficent viewers, and welcome to our noble lineage here on Supreme Master Television. On today's program, we are introducing the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, or ISKCON, also known as the Hare Krishna Movement, through an interview with His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaja. He is the Governing Body Commissioner and Initiating Spiritual Master of ISKCON. Based on the holy Indian scriptures of the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness was founded in New York, USA in 1966 by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada with the purpose of propagating Krishna or God consciousness and spiritual knowledge. Compassion and love for all beings is at the heart of the world's religions, including that of the Hare Krishna movement.
Buddha himself appeared in India to preach nonviolence or ahimsa, to stop the slaughter of innocent creatures, because unless we do so, we cannot make spiritual advancement. When our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, first came to America from India at the age of 70, in 1965, he spent a lot of time speaking to the people who came to him about being vegetarian, because he knew unless they became vegetarian, unless they stopped killing animals and eating meat, they couldn't really make much spiritual progress.
In practicing ahimsa, all ISKCON members observe the vegetarian diet, which is of paramount importance for their spiritual growth due to their belief in the law of cause and retribution.
Life actually comes from the soul, which in Vedic literature is called the Atma or Jivatma. The soul in every creature is the same. It's conscious. Whether that soul is in a tree, or in a bird, or a beast, or an aquatic, or an insect, or a human being, or even a higher entity, the soul is the same. And therefore, every soul has the right to live within the particular body that it has been awarded by the laws of nature, and for the particular period of time that it is destined to enjoy and suffer within that particular body. By nature's arrangement, the soul is meant to progress from one species to another until it comes to the human form of life. And then in the human form of life, it is meant to achieve spiritual perfection and gain release from the cycle of birth and death, from the miseries of material existence, from samsara. And that release is called nirvana. Nirvana means the extinction of suffering. And beyond the extinction of suffering, the human being is meant to realize a life of eternity, knowledge, and bliss in relation to the Supreme Being, the Supreme Person.
The law of karma is common in all religions and is perhaps more familiar to Christians through the biblical adage, "As you sow, so shall you reap." This is an exact law, a fair principle, where no one is an exception.
For example, a child may be ignorant of the effects of touching a fire, but if the child touches a fire, the child will be burned, as much as a scientist who knows all about combustion will be burned. So the law of karma is like that. Whether we're aware of the effects or not, we have to suffer the effects. And therefore, it's most important that people are educated about the law of karma, so that they can be freed from the suffering that comes from engaging in sinful activities or destructive activities.
Hare Krishnas believe that if the life of another being is taken for whatever reason and its soul progression is interrupted, this act is going against nature and the laws of God.
So, to interrupt the natural progress of a soul from one species to the next is sinful. It's harmful. Not only to the living being who will have to take birth again in that species to complete its required time in that species, but also to the perpetrator. According to the law of karma, for every action, there's a reaction. And if we cause harm to other creatures, the reaction is that ultimately we cause harm to ourselves. If we cause harm in another creature's spiritual progress, we cause harm to our own spiritual progress. And on the other hand, if we assist another creature in its spiritual progress, we benefit ourselves in our own spiritual progress.
In many aspects, the compassionate animal-free diet is superior for humans, including that of health, economy, ecology, ethically, and spiritually.
If we analyze the anatomical structure of the human being is really designed to eat vegetarian food. The teeth, other than a small concession of canine teeth, but the teeth of a human being are flat. They're meant for chewing vegetables. The digestive system of the human being, the intestines, are meant for digesting vegetarian food. The intestines of carnivorous creatures is different. So our bodies are meant for a vegetarian diet. And our planet is meant to sustain its inhabitants primarily through vegetarian food. Economically, if we use the land to produce vegetarian food, we can feed many more people than if we use the land to provide feed for animals and then eat the animals. So from every point of view, it is nature's arrangement that we as human beings should eat a vegetarian diet and that we should live on the planet with a vegetarian diet.
When we return to our noble lineage on Supreme Master Television, we will hear the Hare Krishna views on resolving society's problems by honoring our oneness with the Supreme Being. Welcome back to our noble lineage on Supreme Master Television. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaja of the Hare Krishna movement explains how many societal dilemmas such as diseases, meat eating, smoking, alcohol drinking, drug abuse are a result of people's unhappiness from not being in touch with the Supreme Power.
We are spiritual beings. We are temporarily residing in physical bodies. Our real relationship is with the Supreme Spirit, and our real happiness comes in relation to the Supreme Spirit and the spiritual atmosphere. Now, many people are aware that the food we eat affects our consciousness. In fact, one famous vegetarian, George Bernard Shaw, said, "You are what you eat." But in spite of knowing how bad meat food is for one's health, in spite of knowing how bad it is for the environment, still people persist. And they suffer. They're unhappy and they're looking for some sort of pleasure in smoking, drinking liquor, eating meat, and whatnot. If one experiences a higher taste, then one will naturally give up pale, dead, material things. And that higher taste can be experienced in relation to God, in relation to the Supreme Being.
Only through God realization will our souls be content and no longer rely on such detrimental substitutes. Hare Krishnas believe that there are various practices to achieve this goal, one of which is through remembering the holy name of God.
In practically every tradition, the scriptures recommend chanting the name of God, singing the name of God, repeating the name of God. There's statements in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, in the Quran, and in the teachings of Buddhism, and of course in the Vedic literature. And the effect of chanting God's name is very powerful. God is known by different names in different scriptures and different languages. It doesn't matter what name of God we chant, but the chanting of God's name cleanses the heart. But any activity done in relation to God will also purify the consciousness and also help us to awaken our dormant love for God. So, hearing about God, reading from scriptures, serving God in different ways, praying to God, engaging in meditation, even just doing good to others will elevate our consciousness. So whatever we act to elevate our consciousness, and that will give us the higher taste.
For over the past 20 years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has advocated the plant-based diet and an intoxicant-free lifestyle for our spiritual well-being, to exemplify compassion towards all sentient beings, and for the sustainability of our shared planetary home. During the course of her worldwide travels to give lectures and to promote such noble living amongst all, Supreme Master Ching Hai was invited to speak at the World Convention on the Reverence of All Life in Pune, India on November 23, 1997.
We all have God inside. We all God, even stone and all that. As God, we want to represent the highest, the noblest idea of divinity. And that's why we choose to live righteously. We live the life of ahimsa. So ahimsa is not, according to my humble opinion, it's not only non-killing, non-harming sentient beings or our fellow human beings, but also to protect their lives. So, as much as we put on makeup, we put on tight and beautiful dresses to represent God to the world outside, we must also put makeup, beautiful dress of purity, godliness, and holy love inside so that we can represent the true God within us.
At this conference, an auspicious meeting took place between Supreme Master Ching Hai and His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaja, who speaks of their shared ideals for a more peaceful planet.
I myself had the good fortune to attend a conference with the Supreme Master in Pune, in India, and the subject was reverence for all life. And by the divine arrangement, the two of us were sitting next to each other. And we had very nice talks about spiritual consciousness and about the proper diet for spiritual people. She's a very warm-hearted and generous person. It was a pleasure to meet her and speak with her and work with her towards this common goal of reverence for all life.
The Hare Krishna movement continues to spread its message of compassion throughout the world through its 300 temples, 40 rural communities, 50 schools, and 80 vegetarian restaurants in 71 countries.
I sincerely hope that we can all join together in this noble, virtuous mission of stopping the killing of innocent animals, eating a proper diet that's suitable for a human being, especially one on a progressive path, and restore the natural order on the planet and in the universe. So it's a great mission. It's a noble venture. It will benefit us personally, and it will benefit all living entities, and it will benefit the whole planet. Time is running out. There are so many crises in the world. Every day there's new calamities. So we should act as quickly and efficiently as possible. Hare Krishna.
We are grateful to His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaja for his dedicated efforts in promoting the noble ideals of the Hare Krishnas. May the Ahimsa values of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness continue to be a beacon of peace and love around the globe. Thank you, gracious viewers, for your company today. Our Noble Lineage airs every Sunday here on Supreme Master Television. Up next is Between Master and Disciples. Blessed be your gentle hearts and kind deeds.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL.